started in here.
Gossip, music, news, entertainment, and heated discussions. The DJ Blaze Radio Show starts now.
Welcome back to another episode of the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. It's your boy, Be Easy.
This your boy, Al.
Let me get my mic right so you can see my face a teeny little bit. L.
Hey, yo, yo.
How you doing?
What up, man? Another day. We back.
Yeah, we back.
Another week.
Another week. Holiday week, too.
Holiday week. Turkey Day.
Yep. How was your colonizer day?
It was cool. You know, when you called me, I didn't be like, yo, what's up? Happy Thanksgiving and none of that. I kind of like...
I call you on that day, on Thursday?
Yeah, we talked.
Oh, about when we was going to record?
Could have been.
Oh, no, I asked you. Shout out to Mel. Matter of fact, why we got you on here, because shout out to homie Mel. He listened. He had a question to you. He said he was going to email, to make sure he get the answer directly from you. But, you know, his son is about to start. He wanted his son to start doing, like... sideline cameraing for football games and stuff or whatever.
Okay.
So he wanted to know what camera should his son use.
Well,
would you suggest?
I'm Sony biased, but really it's about your budget. Like if you're able to get your hands on a little $400-$500 camera, mm-hmm. and then you buy a lens, mm-hmm. then you go with a Canon or something like that. It's really preference, but Sony.
Give him some numbers, give him a number, a good, I guess, midway starter camera.
For just the camera itself?
Yeah, the camera itself.
U7, brand new, maybe 14.
No, not a price. I'm talking about model.
Oh, a model? Any Sony A7 to A7 III. The A series and Sony's.
And what kind of lens would he need for on the sideline for a football game?
Start out with maybe a 200 to 400 or a 70 to 200.
All right. You got that, Mel? Okay. You got it.
Yeah. Is that Mel we know?
No, not Jamel. Oh, okay. My homie Mel. Another homie Mel. But yeah, even they got the same last name too.
Get out of here.
Yeah. It's Ramel.
Oh,
not Jermel.
One's Jermel.
Yeah. Shout out to that Mel, too.
You know any black Jermels?
What?
Any black Jermels? Do you know any of them?
All Jermels are black.
I mean, any white ones? I'm sorry.
No, not right off. Hold up.
That is.
It's a white.
A basketball player or some shit?
No. It's a white. Guy who had a name, something like that. I can't think of it though. But if you go down to New Orleans and stuff like that, mm-hmm. they be having white names like that. Like you might go down there and see a white Leroy.
They say Leroy.
Ah, he Leroy. Leroy really means the king.
Okay.
So that's where the name come from. And they used to name black people that kind of like being. Trying to be funny.
Poking fun.
Because he a slave or whatever. His name, the king, but he a slave. They was trying to be funny. But anyway.
Leroy.
Yeah, Leroy. Yeah. But now, I don't know. Jerry Seinfeld.
Jerry?
Guess what his name really is.
Oh, his real name? Yeah. I don't know. I thought it was Jerry.
It's a black name.
Get out of here.
You would think of it as a black name.
He hang out with black people, too. He used to.
Yeah, not anymore.
Before the Seinfeld money came in.
Well, he had a name. His real name is Jerome.
Jerome?
Yeah.
What?
Yep.
Is he Jewish?
Probably so. He hang with Larry David.
Jerome?
Yep.
Hell no.
Hell yes. I'm telling you.
Ain't no way.
His name is Jerome.
He's the only Jerome in the world. White Jerome.
Nope. I guarantee he is not. Him, white Jerome and white Leroy hanging together. I work with a white Reggie. How many white Reggies you know?
I know a white Reggie.
Probably the same motherfucker.
Because it's Reginald, really.
I don't know if it's Reginald or not, but he go by Reggie.
Yeah,
Reginald. Other than, you had a big family day for the holiday, for the colonizer day?
No, it wasn't too big. Yeah, what I'm saying, I didn't know how to greet you when you called.
Just say whatever.
Like, yeah, so when we was getting off the phone, I was like, what you doing today? You gonna eat something? I didn't want to say yeah.
You think I'd have been offended?
You know, you be funny acting sometime.
Nigga, you be funny acting. I try to be slick talking to me, you goddamn trickster. Nah, I just be like, yeah, whatever. Nah, I did go out to my homie house. They always have stuff over there. So,
oh, word.
Shout out to Ace and Toya. I went to Ace and Toya crib and we played little cards.
And
I got
money?
Drunk. So I left thinking I lost money. I woke up the next morning. I went, you know, go to work, put my wallet in my pocket, and it was a whole bunch of money under my wallet.
Oh, you one of them?
I was like, what the fuck?
One of them tuckers.
No.
Why they went and tucking money?
I do sometimes, sometimes I don't. But I thought I lost my ass because I remember losing playing Tunk, and then we played poker, but I can't remember what happened with the poker, right? So then my cousin called me. He was like, my cousin, he was on vacation. So he called me. He's like, yeah, cuz, how you did on the poker table? I was like, man, I lost my ass. He was like, you lost your ass? How? He was like, when you left, you won some big hands before you left. I was like, huh? He was like, yeah. He was like, the last hand you won it, you scoop up all the money and was like, y'all niggas have fun at the hut. And you got up and walked out. I was like, what? I didn't remember that shit. I didn't remember, like, it was some things that happened that night I didn't remember. I drank a lot of tequila.
Oh, well, shit. Yeah. And happy Thanksgiving then, because, nigga, you celebrated Thanksgiving more harder than I did.
You ain't do nothing?
No, I didn't do nothing. I was home. I was back in the house by 7 o'clock.
Oh, word, yeah. I was back in the house by, like, 10:30. I was in the house a little early, earlier than I expected to be, but, you know.
That nigga just, partying, son.
Nah, we just playing. I mean, that's a normal thing. Them boys play cards 5-6 times a week.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? But, I made breakfast. I didn't eat till late. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't no big to do or whatever. But, you know, that's how it was.
I've been looking for ribs, man. Who got the ribs?
You might have to go to Elliot's.
Are they good there?
I heard they're good.
The barbecue look like it's good.
You eat barbecue?
Yeah.
I keep forgetting that you eat pork.
You're damn right.
Yeah, I keep forgetting. But yeah, I heard they real good. You know what I'm saying?
Don't worry. I might have to pull up on it. They close on a day like today.
Nah, I saw the thing was smoking. I think they open early.
Oh, word.
And close early.
Oh, okay. That's what it is.
Yeah, because I saw the thing smoking. I went, like, when I passed through this morning coming here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that was my week, man. Just working and all that shit. I got to work when I leave here, matter of fact.
Okay.
So, you know.
Making that bread.
Trying to, anyway. I hope about 3 people come and want to buy a car today.
On
big time Sunday.
You think they're going to do it? Did they put, like, commercials out saying, yo, nigga, we open Sundays?
Somebody said it was on our website that we opened today, so.
Okay.
One or two people come through. I ain't going to be doing that, but sitting in there watching TV on my iPad anyway.
I was going to say, you're going to be watching the game in your in-between time.
Nah, I mean, well, by the time my team come on at 4, we leaving at 5. So I know one of the bosses was like, he going to buy us lunch. So I'm always in for some free food.
Damn, what y'all having today?
I don't know. This one, he might, you know what I'm saying? He might get us some good shit.
Yeah, he might
buy a steak or something.
Man, what if I come in there and pose like a car buyer?
Nah. You ain't getting no food.
Like, oh, what do you got over here, guys?
Nope, I ain't sharing. Fuck that. Unless you get something on the first sticker, then I know I make some bread. Yes, here, get some of this steak, Mister Mister Podcaster. Yeah, hell no, I don't get it. Hell no. Now don't be haggling. You haggle. Every time you haggle, that I make the least amount of money. So the more you haggle,
spending your time up.
Hell yeah,
running your minutes out.
Yeah, yeah. Hell yeah. But yeah, that's it. You enjoyed your week off?
Yeah, I was laying low. Did a little bike riding. I think I messed up at the beginning of the week.
How?
I think I played too hard.
What do you mean?
I rode bikes. What else I did? I did some other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But that first 3 or 4 nights, I ain't sleeping good at all because my body was hurting.
Oh, from riding the bike too much?
Yeah,
you
I
ain't
think
stretch.
That's what it was.
You stretch when you ride the bike?
Mm, Not crazy.
You got a big age now. You need to stretch a little bit now. You got to get them hammies and man, them quads and all of that. Cause you move that when you. I rode that bike that when you came to the job and I got on that bike. I was like, hold up now. They say it's like riding a bike, but it ain't like riding a bike.
You was
like
shaking it.
Then I got it right, but it was cool though. Yeah. I might, you know what I'm saying? Y'all boys, be, you know them pictures y'all be post up, you and your brother and shit.
It's a workout.
Like, get me a little 10 speed and go out there and let it, on a Huffy.
It's a workout. I'm
I had a Huffy.
I had so many bikes. I still had a bike in high school. Like, I got an expensive bike in high school.
Yeah, you get everything expensive, though. You got all the gadgets and gadgets.
I wish, man.
Every hobby a motherfucker in, you be in it. Except video. You got a video game console?
Yeah, I got the Xbox.
The latest Xbox?
No, definitely Xbox One. You know when they first changed it over?
I ain't an Xbox guy. Oh, yeah. And then they named, like, PlayStation got the numbers, but Xbox got the One and the Xbox, whatever
I
can't remember what the newest one is called.
X. But, or some,
oh, it's X?
Probably some dumb shit like that. It's a big box.
The big jump.
Yeah. I play a little bit. Like, I get on there. Little 15, 20 minutes.
I feel like if you were to get back into video games, you'll get a PC and you'll build your PC. You wouldn't get a console. You'll be a PC type nigga.
I don't know. I like just press and play. Like, just hit that button on it and go. Not, you know, pull up the app and pull up the all of that shit.
I don't know how it go on the PC. They might can.
My daughter does PC.
Oh, she got a PC and she did a game?
Me and her built it together.
So you have to do it like a computer.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Okay.
She's up there with playing games without a damn controller. She up there with the mouse and buttons.
Damn.
That's how the PC players, some of them PC players be playing.
No, I'm a controller type dude.
Give me a controller. I need it in my hand. Pause.
Shout out to Corey. Corey be playing games. I seen her on her story. She was playing.
Yeah, she definitely played games.
She was playing Grand Theft Auto. And she had put like the video of her playing Grand Theft Auto, and it had the same clothes what she had wear in real life.
Yeah, she definitely, she been playing her brothers play. You know, she got 1,000 brothers, so they all play.
Shout out to the weed. That's my guy right there.
Yeah, he was at the house Thanksgiving.
Word. What you been watching? You watch anything while you was off?
Yeah, I watched Mayor of Kingstown. Got into that.
Oh, okay. Was that your initial getting into it?
No. I'm on the fourth season.
Is that the last season?
Yeah, the new one that's out now.
You caught up? Because I watched it this morning.
I'm five or six episodes in. I think there might be two more.
Did you see the train thing? Something happened with the train?
Nah.
Okay. Not the
first episode train thing.
No, it's something else that happened with the train later on in the season.
Oh, nah, I didn't.
So you
get
might
that.
Be, you might be, yeah.
An episode
yeah.
behind that.
Do you know the guy that was over the train thing, the black guy, you know where he from?
On the show, he's from Detroit.
Well, no, I mean, like, another show that he was on. Excuse me.
The Wire?
Nah, he was on The Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah. He was. Yeah. You're right.
But yeah, that's a pretty good show.
It is, man. It got me hooked, like, I think I watched last night. I watched probably 3 episodes last night.
Yeah. It's to me, it's shout out to Rob from The Black Guy Who Tips. It's an impossible white man show. Cause he never get hurt. He never get, you know, he not gonna die no matter how bad things get.
I was gonna say, niggas dying around him now.
They are dying around him.
Oh my gosh.
Like the flamethrower episode.
Word. That.
You know what I'm saying?
I think that might have been the same episode that cop got killed. The correction officer got killed. That shocked me. The correction officer that he had.
Oh, they went to his house.
They went to his house.
I think it was later on in that episode. All like the beginning of the next one. But yeah, it was real soon with that. Yeah, that did shock me.
I was doing something. I think I was looking down. Or I might have been on my phone or something. I heard the door open. I heard a thwoop.
Yeah.
Then I looked. I was like, nah, he just shot him.
That show, you kind of got to pay attention because they'll do some crazy stuff real quick.
Yeah, I thought he hit him with something. I was like, oh, they knocked him out. They're going to kidnap him.
You just wait a couple of more episodes. If you got time today, watch a couple today. You know what I'm saying? It get a little bit more wild. It's some improbable stuff that happens, especially with the train, because I know how trains operate.
Oh,
but
boy.
Yeah, it's one of them shits. Like, let me see, like, if it was, like, some gun stuff or some just like some of the stuff that you into or the stuff you do,
yeah,
and you can see, you know, like, this not right. Yeah, you know, yeah, they talking about cameras and they, you know, this what, and they got the lens on. They're supposed to be a short lens, but they got it focused way out or something.
I see that with lighting a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could watch something and be like, dang, I know what kind of light they got over the guy's head. They trying to make it look like them a sun, you know, stuff like that. Yeah. I can see that.
So stuff like that, like, I kind of noticed stuff like that with, like, the different jobs or whatever, but yeah, that show was good. And you watch anything else?
I've been watching old stuff. I went back to, like, Stir Crazy with Richard Pryor and Gene.
Oh, the movie.
Wilder. Yeah.
That's not the one where they was blind, right?
I watched that one, too. See No Evil, Hear No Evil.
Okay, okay.
I watched that one, and I watched Stir Crazy is when they was, they got framed.
They get locked up, and he was acting like he was tough in jail.
Oh, yeah.
And then Gene Wilder was behind him like, yeah. He does that.
Yeah. When he first walked in doing the box, it's like, nah, man, you got to be harder than that.
Yeah.
That's right. Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's right. that's a classic right there.
That's a classic. I'm surprised you watched that. It's an old movie, man.
It's a classic. It used to come on TNT back in the day.
That's why.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I watched. That's all I've been watching. You know, I watch a lot of interview stuff on the internet.
On YouTube.
Yeah, where, you know, a lot of those
Gene Deal, and
I haven't seen him in a minute, but there's a lot of, you know, controversial stuff going on. Bagsby, Jim Jones, and all that kind of stuff.
Oh,
so I watch that stuff. Some of that stuff be, you know, a good hour, you know, stuff like that. It's the length of a regular TV show.
Yeah.
So that's why a lot of times I don't get to see a lot of movies because I get so
caught up in it.
Between that and tutorials, I'm always looking up, you know, the newest, you know, brakes for a bike or a new helmet, and you know, so
or a new toy for you to buy.
Man, I want some toys. I got a list right now.
Mm-hmm.
I need a camera. Mm. All y'all scammers out there, I'm paying half price.
I ain't lying
at
criminal time. It's robbing season.
I'm paying half price.
Speaking of robbing season, you seen them guys breaking that guy's house?
Yeah.
Locally?
Hey, they must have knew what was in there.
I don't know who the guy was, house it was, but it was three dudes, the usual suspects.
Not the three colored guys.
And the motherfuckers had a big gun. Yeah. One of them had a big gun.
One had an AR. Both of them had ARs.
Oh, you saw two guns?
Yeah, two guns.
And I saw one guy. One post somebody was like, they had a... the kid was at the house. I wanted to
For real?
Yeah, I wanted this shit on YouTube. I'm gonna see.
Yeah, that's tough. When I saw that, I'm like, oh, okay, we getting serious around here now. Okay. They better be careful, man. Cause even if they got the guns out, I'm still shooting.
Yeah.
You know, some they steal a lot of cars like that now. They'll go to the car and they got one guy doing lookout with a gun out. So it's supposed to scare you from coming out there. Man, I'm telling you. My window's a second floor window. I got an upstairs and downstairs. My upstairs window, I'll be a sniper booth.
Yeah, they got a video of the guys. They don't show the
Man, they must have did.
Somebody know who these dudes are.
Man, come on, man. They might as well didn't wear masks. Cause if you know them, you know.
Especially this guy right here.
Nah, not that one. The other one. That one with the black on.
Ain't the black him?
Nah, there's another picture.
It's only three. It's another picture of him?
Yeah, it's another picture.
I know when the guy with the white first come in, he kind of had the mask down. He don't have his face covered, and he walk up to the house.
Yeah, man.
I saw it. I thought it was like, I don't know. It was crazy.
I'm mad that it's in the area, like close, like.
On the outside of town?
Yeah, I think that's on the outside. That's on the east area, I think. The address, is the street and all, everything is on there.
But, that's crazy.
Hey.
Yeah,
it be ready.
Yeah, it's robbing season.
I just I tell you off mic.
Yeah, tell me off mic.
I'll tell you the full story off mic. But the other day I'm pulling away from my house. You know, my house got a little traffic in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm waiting there. And there's two guys walking down the street.
Mm-hmm.
You know that street right there. Not too many people's walking on that street.
Yeah.
So he gets nervous and stops at where I'm stopped at. So he turns away and he kind of peeks back twice. Then he pulls his hat down.
That's a little suspicious, cuz.
I said, oh, okay. Got the picture. See where they was going. They happened to be going somewhere I know that got cameras, and I went and found out who they were.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you know who they are?
Oh, yeah. I know where they live.
You think they were peeking, like, looking at your Jonah, or it was just, they just so happened to be walking?
It's all right, I got a memory. If I see something 2 years ago, mm-hmm. certain things, it'll come to me later. Well, a friend of mine, house got robbed two uh-huh. and a half years ago. Uh-huh. He sent me the picture of the robbers coming in.
And it was one of them?
I think so. I'll show you the pictures. Because as soon as I seen him and he put his hat down, the other one would never look.
So it just looked super suspicious.
Yeah, so, you know, I followed him, see where they was going, and I went in where they was going and got the footage 2 days later.
Mm, yeah, tell me that. Tell me the rest of that off mic.
Yeah. It's a little close to your house, too. Shit.
I mean, they went?
It's not that far.
I know where they went. I ain't been watching much. Well, I watched, you know, like you said, Mayor of Kingstown. I'm watching that because I'm all caught up, so I watch an episode a week. I just watched the newest episode today, early this morning. And Landman, that's a good show. It's only two seasons of that.
I was watching that, too. I did, but, you know, I'm still on the first season. I'm on probably fifth episode.
Okay.
Fifth episode of, you know, once the wife gets there and all that. If you
She's a lot to deal with.
She's pretty, though.
Yeah, you know, she played on The Game.
That's who she is? I know who you're talking about now. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Watch that. Show that came on a long time ago. Well, I didn't say a long time ago, but it's a show a lot of people watched on Apple TV called C. Watch that.
How many seasons is that?
I don't know. I think it might be like four seasons or five seasons. Oh,
okay. That's why you're still watching, because usually you'll be finished with something like
that. But now I only watch like a couple, you know what I'm saying, because my time real short right now.
Oh, okay.
C, and I watched, it's another show that was on Apple TV that had a couple seasons called Dark Matter. I watched an episode or two of that. You know, I might stop watching it because it's too sci-fi. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But it's pretty good, though. Okay. And then I watched that Kevin Hart stand-up that's on Netflix.
How is it?
It's pretty good.
Okay, don't tell me nothing else, because I didn't watch it, and I was debating if I was going to watch it.
Yeah, I ain't gonna tell you no jokes, but it's pretty good. Okay. It's real hard for somebody like Kevin Hart to relate to regular people because of how rich he is, but the joke's kind of like, you might can relate, we can relate to, I related to some of the jokes based on the age, and that's all I say. If you watch it this week, we'll see how you like it.
Yeah, probably watch it tonight.
Now we're going to get back into, let me make sure we didn't get any more emails this morning. I emailed from Vic. We got to finish that up because it was long, very long. The next part of the email says, B, so glad you visited the International African American Museum. With all the federal funding BS and the hate for anything deemed DEI, it's important to remain supportive of those spaces. L, I implore you to check it out when you can. It's not a historical building, but the site itself is literally built on a part of the port, Gadsden's Wharf. Look it up.
Oh, wow.
Where 40% of kidnapped black people from Africa were bought into the country. Not just into the South, but into the country. So it's historical grounds by itself. Everything at the museum, down to the design, the plants, the grounds, has a meaning. They have little QR codes and areas for you to scan to read the significance of everything. Even the miles in front of the building have meaning. The outside is considered the first level, and going up and inside the building is the second level of what is considered the entire museum. Outside, you can see names of the places that people were stolen from, and on the other side of the fountain where they were brought to. Inside dives more into South Carolina specific history, and the front has the more modern things that have taken place in the area. Some of the people discussed are still living here. Mm. Anyway, yes, it's a museum, but it's worth the trip. Now that you've been B, and you got a shirt, you're definitely blackety black. Yeah, I'm the blackest motherfuckers y'all know. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it is like outside. It's like names of people.
Yeah, she got it down packed. She live in that area?
I think she from close to that area.
She might live
in the area now, though.
Yeah, she know everything about that one.
Yeah, she said, to your point, the white's gonna always white. I've seen it several times there, and I'm at the point where I don't give as much grace to them, especially in black spaces. Because you're right, while it's called the International African American Museum, and all are invited and welcome to visit, if you see black folks in the space, make room for make room or move out the way because it's for us by us. The founding CEO of IAAM was Michael B. Moore, a descendant of Robert Smalls. You know who Robert Smalls is?
No, I don't.
He was a formerly enslaved guy. He basically stole like a ship, mm-hmm. and like freed some people or whatever.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, back in the Civil War time.
I know Robert Johnson.
Bob Johnson?
Robert Johnson.
Talking about the nigga from BET? She said she actually thought, she said, I actually thought I saw you recently at an event hosted at IAAM where David Banner was speaking. It was cool seeing and hearing him speak. He's very high energy and really intelligent. She said, but Glenda said it wasn't you. That wasn't me. LOL, I almost waved from a distance, but didn't want to embarrass myself enthusiastically waving at strangers.
She threw the half wave. Like,
I don't think she waved at all. I think she might have looked. Like, girl, that ain't him.
That ain't him.
She said, I was going to get closer to make sure, because I also didn't want to not speak if you were in the area, but had to leave to get a D-Smoke show happening in another part of town. D-Smoke show.
Yeah, that's a rapper.
Oh, she had to get to a D-Smoke show. Oh, okay, okay. Mm-hmm. So anyway, long distance hug from our almost running, LOL. Also, you mentioned this one podcast a while ago, and I started listening to them. Started at the beginning, then heard you as a guest on a very old episode of Fruit Loops. That lady was flirting hard. Bro, I ain't knew the lady was flirting. I be oblivious when women be flirting.
Is that the one that y'all was sitting down in them low chairs?
Low chairs.
Like these?
No, uh-uh.
It was like a bright set?
No, this was just audio.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this wasn't video. I think I know what you're talking about. You talking about, damn, what's the name? That's Jen Podcast.
Oh, okay.
God, dog, what's the name of that podcast? They ain't did it in so long. But yeah, no, that's not that. See, I enjoy hearing crossovers of some of my favorite podcasters. It's how I got into Sisters Who Kill and Shits and Gigs when they were on Horrible Decisions. Yeah, I listen to Sisters Who Kill too.
I like Horrible Decisions too.
Horrible. Horrible Decisions.
Horrible, yeah.
The Read and The Friend Zone had crossovers too. Yeah, I listen to The Read more than The Friend Zone, but they both, I think they like really friends in real life. But you know what I'm saying? She said, it was cool to hear you and Wendy on each other's platforms. Yeah, because I had them on here too. I interviewed them. And then, hold up, was I on their podcast? I can't remember. No, I just had them on here. Yeah, I just had them on here. Outside of the shows that you already host at your studio, do you plan to get any more podcasts from other shows? And will you go on any again? Is there a wish list of that? What about you? Is there any podcast you would want to go on?
There would have to be something that I know, like maybe music or something like that.
But I mean, like specific show, like
Once Upon a Time in Music. I want to be on that show.
That's your fucking show.
I know.
I'm
trying to get it.
Will you be on like Nori's show or
Nah? Because I
or
Wayne, I ain't
Cameron podcast or not Cameron.
Nah, I can't see me being on any of those shows that I listen to because the stuff I listen to are usually celebrities and stuff like that, and they're telling celebrity stories and stuff. I ain't got no.
So you listen to like no podcasts where they like not celebrities, but they big podcasts?
Yeah, I think, you know what? What's that one? Not Stepdaddies. What is that one?
Daddy issues. Yeah,
that seemed like it's fun, one. But it's just so many of them on there.
Yeah, it's a lot of people.
I don't know if I get a daggone time to say something.
But. That okay, I do got a little list then.
Mm-hmm.
The Ball Brothers podcast.
Oh yeah,
because they talk about like movies and shows and stuff sometimes.
Yeah,
I be on there. The Black Guy Who Tips, I be on there. What's another one? Probably Three Guys On. That's another one I listen to. I be on there because they kind of talk about the same type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Ball Brothers too for me.
Probably What's Charlamagne and them podcast? Brilliant Idiots. Because they talk about like current event type stuff too.
Yeah. See, most of the stuff I listen to is story based. Like, you know, they're telling how this person was in the industry and that, you know, stuff like that.
What's another one? The Right Time with Bomani Jones. Because he talk about sports, but then sometimes he might talk about music or whatever. Mm-hmm. Just to get to be on his show. They're probably my list right off the top of my head just to be on them shows.
Oh, you got an official list, huh?
Yeah, because I listen to a lot of podcasts, bro.
Yeah, I ain't got an official list, man. The ones I do listen to are a handful, like, you know, Daddy Issues. I can almost count how many ones I listen to that not, you know, celebrity.
Yeah, it's so many people on that Daddy Issues, though.
It is. I think it's daggone five of them or six of them.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot.
And it don't sound out the way. It blends. I don't know how they do it. I guess they're so used to working with each other.
Mm-hmm. Oh, two Jews, three black dudes review the movies.
Oh, yeah, that's with the Locks?
Yeah, with the Locks. And yeah.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I would want to be on. So they had a regular show, the two white guys on there, called Waste of Time with It's the Real. And just that show by themselves, so they used to do real good interviews and stuff. I want to be on that show.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's pretty much it. As far as those shows, she says. Anyway, I've taken enough of y'all's time today. As per usual, you always have a listener and sometimes viewer in me. Have a good one, guys.
Alrighty.
Victoria, you're a long-winded supporter of all things blackety black.
Sign Vic.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Yeah, that was a good email. Thank you. Yeah. Took a little bit to get to it, but hey. Get all the way through, but that's what we're here for, to get through it. Early news. I don't really care about these...
celebrity newses?
Not celebrity newses, but just especially like reality show type people.
Okay, well, who did what now? But somebody died.
Nah, nobody died.
Well, the TikToker one. But I didn't know who he was, so I didn't even put it in the thing.
Who?
I don't know. It was a famous one.
A famous TikTok person?
Yeah, but I didn't know who it was.
Black guy, white guy?
Black guy.
I wasn't even going that direction.
20-something, I think. He was like 25 years old.
Oh, no, I don't know that dude. I was talking about Ray J.
I wonder what Ray J's real name is.
Raymond. Raymond Norwood Jr.
Norwood, that's it, yeah.
Raymond Norwood Jr.
Yeah, Ray, he bugging.
He bugging.
He bugging out, son.
Yeah, it's a...
That liquor was in him, I think.
Yeah, he was on Twitch. He was...
Now, there's two issues with that. There's two different videos, two different cases.
It is?
Yeah. I found out and saw it after. But I think it was during the same argument.
Okay. Yeah, so he found himself in legal trouble after police responded to a domestic dispute at his home involving his former partner, Princess Love. She accused the singer of pointing a gun at her and their daughter. And the incident was reportedly captured on his Twitch stream. What the fuck is that? That's a commercial. There we go. But yeah, he's banned from Twitch permanently.
Oh, word?
Yeah, he banned from Twitch. Yep.
Dang. And I guess I didn't see the full video, but the part that I seen, you don't see the gun. The only time you seen the gun was the still shot.
But there is a gun.
Yeah. I can't even tell you the kind of gun it was. Like, I think when he got up, if that banner wasn't there on that video, it would have...
Oh, you would have saw the gun.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she probably... Yeah. And I bet he probably make a good little bit of money off of Twitch, too.
He probably definitely do.
Yeah. So, in the video, he was talking about, you going to take my baby from me or something.
Mm-hmm.
You come to get the baby or whatever, but, you know.
I think you're getting additional charges also because there's another video.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's still from the same feed where he's talking to the kids. Is it more than one kid?
I don't know.
Well, he's talking to the kid, and he's like, yeah, you know, we were playing. If anybody comes here, you just let them know that mommy and daddy was practicing for a role for a movie. And
oh, like he's trying to coach them.
That's exactly what it was, is coaching her. So I think he's going to get a trophy for that, too.
I'm here to tell you right now, we don't care.
I don't care about these niggas.
The internet going crazy over it, though. I tell you that.
Yeah, they are. For him to lose the Twitch stream, though, that's
That's big money.
Yeah, that's big. That's big for him.
He got to make some more freaking Ray J Beats or Ray J Raytron headphones.
Yeah, what's this shit called? Raygun or
Raycon?
Raycon. That's Raycon. It. Raycon. Yeah. He was on what? Love and Hip Hop. What was he on?
Ray J.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was on Love and Hip Hop Miami. Love and Hip Hop.
He was never on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. I know he started out on
Hollywood.
No, he started out, well, other than singing, his first one was The Love of Ray J. The Love of Ray J.
Forgot about that.
That was his first joint.
Yeah.
But that was where we got the with Tom Green, he was like, Danger, she smashed the homie. Danger, she smashed the homie. But let's see. So Portia Williams, you watch Housewives?
Now, we talked about that. I used to watch it a long time ago.
Yeah, so Portia from Housewives, she came out. She was married to that Nigerian nigga right there. They got a divorce. But, I mean, look at this guy, man.
She got paid.
He don't look smooth at all.
He's smooth.
And now she's with that young lady right there. So she done switched sides. And I know that lady eating that thing up. Look at Portia. Portia thick now. Look at that. Look at that. I didn't look at Portia. I mean, what I thought Portia was good. She was eating that thing, bro.
Yes.
Look at her. What else she gonna do? Hey. She put that big strap on.
Hey, I'm not even saying nothing.
Yeah, why?
I don't know. I just.
Yeah, the lady's name is Patrice McKinney. I never heard of her before, but she's a beauty industry entrepreneur and the founder of Encore Salon Suites.
Oh, she just a regular girl with a daggone salon.
But she probably got bread, though. And I think that's why Portia got with her, because she got that bread. Oh. Portia only be with people with the bread, who got more bread than her. I don't think she be loving these people.
She on a mission.
Yeah, she on a mission. She don't want to lose that lifestyle. Portia didn't know that the Underground Railroad was a figurative name. Look at them titties, bro. I'm just saying, man. Am I messed up in my thinking? Shout out to Portia Williams and her titties. It was one thing. Matter of fact, this is very well, you know, for this time of the year. It was Thanksgiving. One year, Portia was in the kitchen cooking. And I never seen Portia backside before.
Not the yams.
And she went and she got a turkey out of the oven. Well, she went to check the turkey or something. And she closed the oven back. She started shaking her rump. This is before she was married to the Nigerian prince. Man, that thing was thangin', bro. I said, God, they ain't knew Portia was thick like that, bro.
So you remember that damn scene?
I do remember that. That was probably about 6 years ago, man. That thing made my thing thump a little bit, pause.
Hey, don't ever talk about pumping and things while we on
Sorry,
the show.
Man. Shout out to Portia. Yeah. Somebody send this to Portia.
She play for the other team now.
She do? Nah. Mm-mm. She still like dick.
She's switching.
Yeah, that's what it is. They might have a little three. Nah, her woman ain't gonna let her have no three.
Nah, them studs don't like that.
Nah, they don't. Unless it's another woman. So it'd be three women.
Nah, they don't like that either.
Nah, they do. They do. I know personally.
Yeah, yeah,
you right. I know personally that they do be doing that kind of wild shit. Not me now. I'm gonna tell you something.
Now you was in the session now.
I have been in the session.
Jeez.
Yeah, shout out to that. You know, hey. Your boy get a little freaky, you know what I mean? But what I'm gonna tell you right now, shout out to Benji. I'm gonna tell you right now.
Oh, come on, man. That's what we doing?
That's how you talk.
I know, but that's what we doing?
What? Shout out to Benji.
All right.
Shout out to Benji, man. He got the locals going crazy.
They are going crazy.
Shout out to him. Did I tell you I seen what you call it at my job?
Keith
and Jess.
Oh, they were in town?
Yeah, they was at my job week before last, whatever. I missed them. I had two customers. I almost fanned out. I was like, oh shit, that's Keith and Jess. Y'all niggas know who that is? And they was like, who?
Who?
Yeah.
When did he come by, car?
Yeah, they was looking real quick, but then they had dipped out before I could get over there.
All that bread. They got that money.
Yeah, they got that bread. Shout out to them.
Yeah, yeah.
They can hate too. Now I saw their page, people was like be sending them inboxes by, I'm going through with my foot got chopped off. I need some money. And they just people be in their inbox begging. And they was like, yo, y'all got to stop begging. I feel them.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, they done crossed that other. Now they be having people hating on them in the comments and stuff.
Oh,
like,
so that's when you made it.
Yeah, they really made it. They really made it because they got the heavy hate. And it ain't like controversial. It's like they people hating on them.
Oh.
Like a whole bunch of jealousy on them. You know what I'm saying? But, you know.
I'm surprised because I guess their background.
Yeah, and it's their people. Yeah,
that's I'm surprised.
But I'm like surprised. Like her, she went to my high school or whatever. She was a couple years younger than me. She was a regular person. You know what I'm saying? Not like, you know, but shout out to them, man.
Okay.
What else happened this week? It's Robin season. We all know it's Robin season.
Yeah, man. You ready?
And one thing you got to worry about is getting your packages stolen. And it's down in Georgia, some UPS people, I'm sorry, FedEx people, got caught stealing packages.
Oh, they worked there?
Yeah, they worked there. They were drivers.
I thought I saw that the other day. That gone UPS truck at the parked away from the gas station, and another car was just they was loading the packages into that one.
Oh yeah, they do the
split the routes.
Drivers help them out or whatever. Yeah, they do that with a lot of stuff. Amazon do it too.
Yeah,
they call it Amazon Relay.
I'm sorry about that. Go ahead.
But yeah, this was down in Georgia. Sheriff's office says that after investigating stolen packages for months, they uncovered a theft ring being led by FedEx contract drivers. Stevens County woman reported back in April that her package had been stolen after it was marked as delivered by FedEx, but she never actually received it. The woman got her package after talking to another person who reported having bought the contents of the package on Facebook Marketplace. They determined that...
us?
Let me see this name and you tell me if this is us. Quandricus Dominique Major. What is that?
Damn.
That's a us.
He colored.
Yeah, that's
it. Colored folk.
Yeah. Stole the package and then resold it. At the time, Major was a driver for a third-party subcontractor employed by FedEx Ground. While searching his home, investigators found drugs and more FedEx packages and packing slips belonging to other people. Major was arrested on 4 counts of theft by receiving stolen property and drug charges before being released on a $16,000 bond.
Dag, man, right before Christmas, man. Yep. They could have hit the lick for real.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas would have hit.
Investigators learned later that other drivers working for the same subcontractor were also stealing packages. Two of them identified as 35-year-old Daniel Glasgow and 37-year-old Quentin Jackson. Blackety black. Quentin Jackson got to be in like the top 15 blackest names.
Quentin?
And Jackson.
Jackson, I don't know.
Jackson
now
is a black ass. How many white Jacksons you know other than Andrew?
Nah, but you know what it is? They're naming their white kids' first name Jackson now.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking about last name Jackson. Quentin. I don't know no white Quentin. That's another one.
Quentin.
If you know a white Quentin, let me know. Email us djblazeshow@gmail.com.
What was the other one? Oh, Jamel. A white Jamel.
Jamel, yeah. Two other men, 43-year-old Manhattan Colbert, and 33-year-old Quincy. Quincy is another nigga name. 33-year-old Quincy Jones.
Quincy Jones.
Shout out to Quincy Jones. Were found to have some stolen items, which were allegedly being traded for drugs. Photos of the packages show them ranging from electronics like a 65-inch TV,
damn,
appliances like a microwave and beverage cooler, a bed frame, lawnmower, and much more.
That's bullshit. Where the electronics? The daggone, the iPhones coming in.
But you can't, when you work that job, you just get what you get.
Yeah.
Sometimes it might be some clothes, might be some cigarettes that go to Dollar General, or I just told myself, might be a microwave. You never know. You just get what you can get and sell whatever you can sell.
Damn.
Yeah.
You saw Next Day Air? With Mike Epps and the guy Stringer Bell from The Wire?
A long time ago. I ain't really paid attention to it like that. It was one of them. Yeah.
Go watch it again, man. It's
But like, so with most of the FedEx that come to your house, whatever, mm-hmm, those people don't work for FedEx.
Yeah, they're
subcontracted.
Or they got their own route.
Yeah,
a friend of mine had his own route.
Yeah, but I mean, now you ain't gonna just have one route. You got to have at least 5 routes. So most of those people work for a subcontractor.
Oh, okay.
And the subcontractor rarely like works his own routes or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So stuff like that happened to him, and it's a whole bunch of stuff going on his route. They could take his routes from him.
Mm.
So that could happen. And he might be somebody that, so like a lot of subcontractors now, they have cameras on their trucks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
This person probably just don't have cameras on their trucks. Mm-hmm. So these guys know that, and there are ways you can just, really they fucked up with.
So they wasn't in on it?
Who? The subcontractor?
Yeah.
Probably not. Oh, okay. Probably not. But the guy's probably in on it, and you know, they scan it. Like when you scan them packages, they know exactly where you are when you scan the package. Oh. So like if you live, say like we here, and I know I'm delivering it here.
Yeah.
I could scan it early with another package.
Yeah.
And just when I get there, I drop it off. That's how that was back when I was working there.
Oh wow.
Cause like now sometimes they have to take pictures of the stuff and all of that.
Yeah.
But if I scan it over there, they'll say, well, you scanned it down the street. And it's marked, did you really deliver it? They can tell that. The technology with the stuff crazy, but
they should just did it where they gave somebody the wrap and you know, regular people, you know, people, their friends or whatever, come and steal the package instead of stealing it and leaving it on the truck.
Yeah.
Because it could have been, you know, everybody got a Ring camera. A guy with a hood on stole our package.
Yeah, but that's putting not, other, but not see, now you got to pay your homie.
And he never even came.
But see, you got to scan it off your truck. Because if you don't scan it off your truck, they're going to say, where is it at? It's not on your truck.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to scan it.
No, that's what I'm saying. Scanning it, dropping it off, have some people that's in on it too and come steal the damn package.
Yeah, but you don't want to put nobody else in it.
Yeah, I bet you don't.
You know what I'm saying? Because now you got to pay them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're going to, because really, I'm going to tell you really what they should have did. They should have got the stuff before it got scanned. If you get it before it gets scanned, it looks like it's at the FedEx Depot or whatever. It looks like it's still at the warehouse.
When they loading the truck up.
Yeah, so if you catch it before then, now
yeah,
it's just saying it's there, but it's you really got it, but that's the only way they track it is when you scan it.
I think I seen guys load a truck up and then start scanning the stuff while it was on the truck.
Well, so they load the truck, and as they load it, they scan it. So they scanning it to load it, the people that load it, they scan it to, you know,
yeah.
Like when you get in the thing and it'll say out for delivery, that's when that truck leaves.
Yeah.
But you'll know, like you can look at it, like I look at it and I'll know, okay, it just got loaded on my truck or it's loaded on that truck that's coming to my house or whatever. But they could have did it a different little way. To where they wouldn't have got caught, but
man, the holidays are coming. They would have hit a lick during.
They could have hit a lick. They could have hit a lick for real.
They would have been.
But these probably the type of dudes who come to work late.
Yeah.
Don't come to work early, because if you come to work early, you can grab some stuff and put it on your truck. Because ain't nobody paying no attention. They just look like, you know what I'm saying? You just trying to load your truck and get your truck right.
How many people got locked up?
Four.
Yeah. Yo, I got another homeboy. He could drive too. I got another homeboy. He could drive too.
Mm-hmm. Are they just all in on it?
Yeah, they all together.
Yeah. Yeah.
What you get today, nigga? Yeah, I got a watch. Yep. I got this.
Yep.
That's what Mos Def was doing on Next Day Air. He was in the back of the truck. He was like, oh, I got the little watch. He showed the watch. I forgot what he called it. He was like, oh, I got a Gucci Mumani.
Oh, they made up a fake one?
Yeah.
Did you hear about these two National... I heard a little bit about these National Guard members that got shot in an ambush.
Yeah, I looked at it real quick.
Yeah, it said two West Virginia National Guard members were shot Wednesday afternoon just blocks away from the White House.
The White House.
Yeah. Oh, Lord, that ain't how it's supposed to look. There we go.
Oh, Lord.
says the rash shooting of National Guard members on the day before Thanksgiving comes as the presence of the troops in the nation's capital and other cities around the country has been a flashpoint for issues, blah, blah, blah. So they got a suspect in custody who was also shot and had wounds that were not believed to be life-threatening. The suspect, oh God, he was 29 years old and an Afghan national. And he came They're going to blame this on goddamn Biden. They say it was a Biden administration program called Operation Allies Welcome. And that's how he got in the country in 2021.
Dang.
Say he's been living in Washington State and has been identified by law enforcement as...
Don't do it.
Rachmanula Lakhanwal.
Did they say why he did it?
Nah, I don't say. Said the two West Virginia National Guard members shot Wednesday. Do they say their names? Yeah, they don't say the names of the two people.
Yeah, I didn't. I looked at it real quick. I didn't know why. I thought maybe more information was going to come out, but I didn't hear anything else after.
Yeah, they're not mentioning the names. I think one of them was a woman.
Yeah.
I think one of them was a woman.
Dang.
Yeah, but it's getting wicked in these streets.
Yeah, man.
Damn, that's a shell casing right there. That's a good shot. What do you think about that shot right there?
I couldn't tell what it was.
This is a different story.
Yeah,
I was going to
say that's trees or something.
Yeah, that was a different story. My bad. Shit just kept going. This was another story they had anyway. But yeah, man, that's kind of pretty much all that happened this week. Let me see if I got a scammer real quick.
Scammer?
We
support scammers, right?
Nah, it depends on who they're scamming.
Yeah, don't scam the old lady. If you scamming for yourself, we support it.
Yeah, you getting caught, but all these scammers get caught though. So
you're right.
Yeah, you getting caught. Scam your ass away, but we know where you going.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Okay.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Okay.
Cause these blessings come from God. Cause I'm committing fraud. I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Okay.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Okay.
I did a good job today.
Hey.
Cause these blessings come from God. Cause I'm committing fraud. I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
This story is less of a scam and more just outright theft. But because of the position, it could lead to a little scamminess.
Thievery.
Yeah, this happened in Conyers, Georgia. A police lieutenant was accused of stealing donations from Home Depot. Conyers Police Department lieutenant is on administrative leave and faces a charge of theft by deception. Okay. According to the release from CPD, Lieutenant Jesus Cadena was arrested after a Georgia Bureau of Investigation inquiry where Cadena was accused of misappropriating donations from a local business. The GBI said in a statement that Cadena used his position with the police department to get a charitable donation of property from the Home Depot in Conyers under the pretext that the donation was for the police department.
Yeah.
So that's more of a scam. Okay,
yeah,
we got scam.
All the way.
CPD personnel later learned of it and confirmed the department had no knowledge of the donation. A search warrant executed at Cadena's Gwinnett County home resulted in the recovery of property, which had been converted to personal use. The Conyers Police Department asked the GBI to investigate. The department said in a statement, as a result, the GBI got a warrant for his arrest on a charge of theft by deception. He turned himself in to Rockdale County Jail after being notified of the warrant. They don't say what the property was, though.
It was probably donations like a toy drive or, you know, just shit like that. Or sometimes they get cash donations. He might have made it a damn, yeah, we're having a policeman's ball. Would you like to donate for our policeman? Would you like to buy tickets?
Yeah, but it don't say money, though. It just says a donation of property.
Yeah, it's probably like a toy drive or something.
Public property. This is private property.
Lock him up.
Lock him up.
How you feel about that guy?
He was, I think he might have been a little racist in the moment, maybe, but.
There you go.
Might have been a little racist in the moment, but if his homie said, don't nobody fish there or whatever, and this is private property, he well within his rights. I don't have no, unless they were just letting anybody go. And he saw the black man. But that dude got arrested.
Yeah, recently.
Yeah, he got arrested like 2 weeks ago or something like
that.
Yeah.
But
who?
My thing is, He's doing like appearances at car lots.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, man. Hey, look who we got. We got, say it for him, man.
Lock him up.
It's private property.
This is private property. Who? Public property.
He too old to not be racist, though. He too old. His true colors especially is that, coming out.
But them motherfuckers be nice, though. Them be the nicest motherfuckers, man. I had one dude, he had a Confederate flag tattoo. Full sticker for that to come. He thought I ain't saw it on his arm. That's
full sticker.
That's when he came up on full sticker.
You felt good that day.
One dude, I sold something not too long ago, and he said, he was like, and I don't want to see none of that Black Lives Matter crap. It should be All Lives Matter. Guess what I said?
All money matters,
all
too.
All money matter, motherfuckers. Full sticker.
Sign right here.
That truck was 70-something thousand.
For real?
Hell yeah.
Felt good about it, dude.
Yeah, hell yeah. Sometimes I be feeling like a little tap dancing when the motherfuckers be saying some shit. And I don't even, I don't buck. I don't want the motherfuckers to leave, goddamn.
Go ahead, tap dance for me.
Put some sand on the floor. Yes, sir, boss. You want me to gas it up for you too, sir?
Come on, just take it for a ride.
Yeah.
I'll go with you. Matter of fact, I'll drive it. I'll talk
slower. I'll drive it, sir. Yes, sir, boss.
Get in the back seat.
Nah, I ride in the back seat. I ride in the back. You know us colors don't like that much sunlight, sis. Get my black ass right in the back seat.
Put some good old Garth Brooks on.
Yeah, hell yeah. They start playing, what's that guy named? Morgan Wallace or whatever, who said nigga, and he was on that damn Boots on the Ground type song. You know that dude.
A white guy?
It's a white guy. He had said something. He said something kind of racist a couple years ago or last year or something.
Oh, wow.
But then they had put him on a song recently. They like remixed the song and they was stepping to it. And they was like, I can't believe y'all stepping to that racist song or whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying? Put that motherfucker on, goddamn.
Yeah.
And test drive this motherfucker.
Lock him up.
Lock him up.
That's crazy, yeah. Man. Where's the boots on? It's still going on, God.
Hell yeah, the motherfucker stomping, man. I seen some shit the other day. Them niggas was kicking up dust so damn
bad. It was so dusty around there. It looked like a fog out there.
One of the Boots on the Ground girls, she like a younger girl. She came to the lot, right? And my man was like,
he was fanning out.
He was almost, but she was so young, he couldn't. He was like, hey, I think that's a girl. I started following her. He was like, I like her body.
That brown skin one? Lola or something? Let me stop dropping.
Nah, it ain't Lola something. Chill out. You gotta relax. But it was one of the young ones. And he was like, I don't know if that's her. So I just put Boots on the Ground, young girl, blah, 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 blah. And it came up. I was like, this her? He was like, yeah, that's her. He's like, hell yeah, that's her. And then she came back a little bit days ago, whatever. But
fanning out.
Yeah, it was a little fan out shit, you know what I'm saying? But she came through though. But yeah,
Them
motherfuckers still kicking up dust.
I seen the video. They had that party last week. It was
dust everywhere.
I'm telling you. Did you see the one with the stud? The guy the stud dancing on the guy.
No,
had him down on the ground and grinding on him. Oh my god!
On the stage,
the big stud.
Yeah, I did. I see it. Studzilla is
look,
what. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, that's kind of funny, man. Like, that motherfucker had on clothes like you would wear. She wasn't even trying to dress sexy or nothing. Niggas dancing on studs. Nigga had Studzilla, had that nigga pinned down, and he liked it.
The nigga that was pinned down, he had to be gay.
Probably was.
Had to be. There's no way.
It's a lot of them out there, too. Shout out to them. We cool, you know, LGBTQ, whatever, but it's a lot of the, you know, a lot of the G out there. A lot of G niggas.
What's G niggas?
LG.
Oh, BTQ. Oh, okay.
A lot of the G's out there. Shout out to the, you know, y'all got it. That's y'all area right there. I tell my homeboys, man, y'all listen to all this music, whatever. I want to hear some music about some niggas sliding on somebody or something. Smoking on that Tuca pack or something. I want to hear some of that, you know. I ain't at that age where I would want to hear some damn slow jams all the fucking time. Kill a nigga in the
music.
Kill a nigga in some songs.
I love that kind of music.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm pro-black as hell, but.
I don't like pro-black raps.
I like pro-black raps.
I don't like them.
Just not all the time. Fight the damn power.
Nah, that's so.
We going to be all right. Nas or whatever the hell he talking about.
Oh, my God.
All of that. Yeah. Sometimes, you know,
put on some Lil Nobby or Daggone.
I don't even know who that is.
21 Savage for me.
YB.
Nah, I don't. He's too young.
I fuck with YB.
I don't.
Yeah, I fuck with YB. Too young for me. But yeah, I can't listen to Wale all the time.
I don't even. That's funny.
I can't listen to Wale. Shout out to Wale. He got a dope new album, but
they say that.
Yes, bust a nigga heads.
That's what I'm talking about.
Smack a hole. Shoot the club up, goddamn.
My nigga. Project Listen. Pat, Gangsta, Gorilla Pimp.
Yeah, all of that. L.
Yo, yo.
Let everybody know where they can find you on social media, my guy.
Hey, you can find me at L Murphy on Facebook, and you can find me at Once Upon a Time in Music Podcast.
You can find me on social media at Preacher_BP. You can find the show on Instagram at DJ Blaze Show and on YouTube at DJ Blaze Show. If you haven't subscribed, please subscribe if you're a listener. Yeah, man.
I got a question.
What up?
A stud.
Uh-huh.
Because you remember back in the day, it was like, oh, he's handsome. He's a stud. Do they do that anymore? They don't do that no more, right?
Nah.
Now if you're
you ain't a stud. You a stud. You a woman.
Now you a stud, That's crazy.
I think white people do say stud, though.
He's such a
stud. They say stud like, you know. Sometimes you hear him talk about sports guys, whatever, like he a stud.
Yeah,
like
he's such a stud.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So
That's crazy. Black guy never call another guy stud.
Stud. Unless he don't know.
Knows he is a stud. Unless he don't know. Or she is a stud.
Yeah.
Shout out to the
Rainbow Coalition.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to y'all. But email us djblazeshow@gmail.com. Let us know what you think and all of that. Hopefully later on this afternoon the Steelers beat the Bills.
That is yesterday.
No, we recording it today on Sunday. They know when they watch. but yeah. At any rate, it's your boy Be Easy.
It's your boy Al.
And we out.